Make your life better with a new job at UPS. Join Team Louisville as a warehouse worker. Earn $14.50 plus up to $425 in weekly bonuses depending on shift. Search and apply now at upsjobs.com/Louisville. That's upsjobs.com/Louisville.
Exmark makes the mowers that care for the lawns that set the stage for the backyard life. As the commercial mowers more landscape pros trust, Exmark mowers get you on and off the lawn without compromising cut quality, comfort, or reliability. Exmark, official mowers of the backyard life, starting at $29.99. Learn about the available finance offers and check them out today at The Mower Shop, 7400 Preston Highway, Louisville, Kentucky, 502-969-6433.
Middays with Marcus Maven here on 93.9 The Ville. Marcus is taking an extended vacation, so you got Nick and I for the next hour, and we have a ton. We'll do some more Dior Johnson conversations. Big news coming out for Louisville facilities. We'll talk about that. We got the weekend, next weekend coming up, recruiting weekend, and we'll continue to maybe recruit for the kickball team. So that video, obviously, Nick was explaining to me, they're playing
yes,
a little kickball in the video.
A day to remember. I'm made of wax, Larry. What are you made of? That's the name of the song. And yeah, it's the band playing against a bunch of like 12-year-old kids. And
I love it.
Talking all kinds of smack and crotch chopping one another.
I'm here for it. That's the way we're going to be. We're going to be the crudest.
Oh, God. Just villains.
Villains.
Just absolute heel.
Yeah.
We're going to be a heel stable. Just bullet club everybody.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you who's not a heel and who is a hero for us here at the studio, and that's George and the Baranos team down there at Baranos by the Bridge. Thanks. Shout out to George, who's one of the nicest guys you'll ever meet in your life, for bringing by lunch to the ESPN Louisville Studios. Baranos has you covered for the big games and races this weekend. Carryout, delivery, dine-in, 14 area locations here in Metro Louisville and in Southern Indiana. Yeah, it's that good. Baranos Pizza.
Pizza Day!
I love Baranos Pizza, and I've said, like, it's something different about eating at that one. Because, I mean, that look, this promo, I mean, is promoting them all. This is not just for George and Baranos by the Bridge. I mean, it says there's 14 area locations. You can go anywhere. But there is an old-school pizza feel.
It hits different. It does. It totally does.
Okay, so, like, I mean, I'm not just talking here. Because, like I said, I don't have any reason to promote Baranos by the Bridge over the other Baranos. I mean, it's just like, it's just different. When you go in there, it's like, okay, this is a pizza place. Like,
yeah, it has that feel. It's in the city. It's right next to the
you got
to
walk
know,
down
the
into the door. Like, it's just perfect.
They got, like, a cool little theater, like, next door, too. Yeah, I've seen, like, improv shows over there and stuff. Yeah, I mean, no, it's that place is that. You know why I think it tastes so good, Steve? And, you know, I'm not trying to get all – this isn't even a New York thing.
Yeah.
It feels like a city. It feels like city pizza.
I agree.
Yeah,
I agree.
That's why. Yeah, it's that environment. I'm totally with you.
Well, yeah, because I mean, whether you argue Chicago or New York, I mean, pizza is a city thing.
Yeah, you grab a slice.
Yeah,
you,
like it's a city food. You know, so somebody said it reminds me of Cheers. Yeah, like I agree.
That's a good one.
I love going over there and just having a dinner with the family and stuff. Somebody said Cali Kid Henning, big basketball commitment coming. Maybe who Pierce Clarkson's talking about. Who knows? Somebody said, who ripped one? That I think Nick played that sound, but that was pretty hilarious. It's like, it did kind of fit mesh perfectly.
Yeah, right.
Somebody said, what kickball league are you playing in? I think we're trying to get in Tuesday over at Elks Lodge softball
field.
Yeah,
it's LXC.
LXC. Yeah. So they're always fun. They play music. It's a good time.
No, it is. It's fun. It's fun. And I will say that it really, depending on who your ref is, because they pick the play music,
yeah,
can really affect the way you play.
I agree.
Serious.
Yeah.
Serious.
I need some good music to play. Okay. We'll continue on with some conversation here. I do feel like we need to mention and have a little conversation about, if you haven't heard, news come out this morning of expansion to Jim Patterson Stadium. And maybe the more, even the more important note to this story is where it came from. Jim Patterson Stadium is going to be expanded. They're going to do some stuff down the third base line. So they have pictures that they've put out, just some renderings, different stuff there that you can see. But majority of the $3 million donation or has come from Jim Patterson himself. Somebody who's, Marcus and I have been able to sit down with Jim Patterson a few times and just chat with him, you know over the past, probably year. Just a great dude. And, I think that's one of the reasons why I say guys like Jim Patterson can have an opinion and they can say, hey, I would have rather you did this. And I'm going to tell you I would have rather you did this because I think guys like Jim Patterson still put the university first. And I've always got the vibe from Jim Patterson that was the case. That, hey, I would rather, this is what I would like them to do. At the end of the day, I'm going to support the University of Louisville. But I think it'd be better off if they do it this way. Okay, they didn't do it that way. I'm going to tell you I didn't care for the way you did it. But then I'm still going to step up. I'm going to be at the baseball game. I'm going to, in my stadium, and then I'm going to pay the majority of a $3 million donation to upgrade the facility. And that's news that was much needed. And I saw Ty Spalding, Rivals, CardinalSports.com say, and I thought he put it well, collective coming together this week. Jim Patterson Stadium expansion, over a $3 million expansion. Also, said the board approved upgrades to the men's basketball internal spaces at the Planet Fitness Keeper Center, not to exceed $750,000. The project will include upgrading the locker rooms, lounge spaces, office, front entry, signage throughout the facility with an anticipated completion date of October 1st. Funding for the project has been secured from private donations. So that means you're going to now have the Denny Crum Hall and the Keeber Center is going to be updated. That's a pretty good week. It's a pretty good week here at Louisville. And you hear Josh Hurd say that the budget was as big as it's ever been. And now people get confused by that because, listen, there was always been a lot of money coming into the University of Louisville, but I think the University of Louisville worked a lot on credit, and I think you have to work on credit, to an extent. But it's nice to hear that they have some physical money, that is coming in. So it's been a big week. I mean, and for a lot of people, including myself and others, who have said, the financials, I mean, we've talked to people over the past year or two. I mean, Marcus and I talked with somebody probably a year and a half ago, and we were chatting about Louisville Live, and they were like, well, we got to watch because we only got so much money. And to guys like Marcus and I, that was like, well, that's terrifying. I don't want to hear that. To hear where we are now, it feels like with Josh Hurd in place and whether you agree or disagree, I mean, he's the guy, and I think he's done a pretty good job so far. And it feels good to finally feel at a place where it feels like we can move on and move forward.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to move on.
I don't think you can. I mean, yeah. Because that diminishes what happened. I mean, you have to, It's the old saying, glance in the rearview mirror, but then keep your eyes on the road,
Yeah.
Some along those lines.
Yeah, because I don't want to ever, I mean, like I said, and not to really pull Tom Jurich into this, but I love that dude, man. Like, legit. I cannot tell you how much he means to me and my wife and how nice he is and how good he's been to us. And we go to Florida and just how welcoming him and Tara Lynn are to our family. And so, like, I hope that that one day gets to where, and I think it will. I think it will. I think people think that he just looks up at the university and it's just like, ugh. Even now, after the decisions was made, that's not the it's just not the case. Like I said, you can think that's the case. It's not. It's really not. I think there is some healing that needs to be done still.
Right, right.
But I don't think it's a case where, like, I don't know if Rick Pitino will ever come back here. I don't know. I think he did get, people have said he did get a lot of videos that when he was up on the screen, and it really, truthfully, touched him, the response when he popped up on that screen, and Louisville fans were just like, hey, man, like, dude, we love you. We love you. We hate how the breakup happened. We hate it, but we love you. I think that took a large step in him. You notice after that how he's referenced a little on Twitter a couple times. Like, there was a lot of healing done there. I think it's even less with Tom that he can be honored here. So I think that will happen. So anyways, it's a good spot. We're in a good place
yes,
right now.
Yes.
And I'm just so, as a Louisville fan, take me doing the radio out of it, just as a fan, I am really happy and appreciative of where we're at right now. And anyway, so I just wanted to say that. I wanted to say, like, it's great news to hear Jim Patterson and those guys, Lonnie Ali, who's a tremendous woman, and just to hear them be in the fold. So that was good to hear. So anyways, there's that, and it's good news for the baseball team, who plays tonight, by the way. You'll be able to hear that right here on 93.9 The Ville, game one of the Super Regionals down in Texas A&M. We'll have all that coverage right here. So that it's big news to hear that they're getting a stadium expansion. So good for them, and kudos to you for putting seats in there, for putting butts in those seats to making that a possibility.
Right, right.
So it's good. It's good stuff.
It's a twofold thing. One, you want the capacity, but you also then
yeah.
need to be able to fill said capacity.
Yeah, I mean, I think that the football stadium. Sorry, I had to have a drink.
No, you gotta get a little Diet Coke.
A little allergies.
It's a
still.
Sticky day. It is a sticky
yeah,
day.
Yeah, a little allergies a little are still. It's one of those things where the football stadium, it was like maybe it was upgraded a little too big, but it was upgraded for the big games, you know, and so it's like, you know, in the big games, it'll fill out. So it's good that the baseball stadium's at that point. So anyways, we'll move on past that. Great news this week on that front. Also, today, 1 week away from probably the biggest recruiting weekend in Louisville football history. And I really believe that. If it's not the biggest, it's tied for the biggest. Next week, I mean, you're going to have guys. You're going to have five-star guys on campus. By the way, Pierce Clarkson. It was nice to see Pierce Clarkson throwing touchdowns to Reuben Owens out in Vegas yesterday.
Nice little maybe a preview of what's to come.
I mean, yeah, that will be nice. But yeah, it was next weekend, man. It sets up for Louisville to because with a guy like Reuben Owens, and I mean, I think you have Pierce Clarkson coming in, DeAndre Moore coming in, Aaron Williams coming in. Reuben Owens, Madden Sanker, those guys I think are the uncommitted guys that are at the top of the list of things you want to see coming out of this weekend. Man, dude, it'll be massive. It'll be massive to get those two guys, and we'll really do something different. So I'll be interested to kind of be keeping an eye on that. I want to see what they do. I know they're going to Don's After Dark. There's no Downs After Dark. What did I say? Dawn at the Downs.
Yeah.
What do they call it?
I thought it was that. Dawn at the Downs.
Is it Dawn at the Downs?
Right.
Is it Downs After Dark?
No, Downs After Dark is the night one, but isn't this a special one? Downs After Dark is night racing.
Somebody help me out with that. Yeah, I'm kind of curious. Can't really remember what that is. It's one of the two. But yeah, no, it's going to be massive though to get those guys out of here. So I'll be excited. I think Louisville fans in general are excited about that. But yeah, I mean, you land a guy like Reuben Owens, for instance. Louisville's never landed guys like that before. I mean, that's where you're getting into a point. You're reaching a point where you're saying, we have never landed guys of this caliber ever. I mean, Pierce Clarkson, guys like that, I mean, it's a huge deal. But we've got guys that caliber. Now Pierce Clarkson, I think Pierce Clarkson brings a different piece with him with the Steve Clarkson, with his dad, with the Adidas stuff, with everything. But guys like Reuben Owens, we're talking the number one guy at his position. I mean, that is huge. That's next level. I mean, that's something. That's Alabama stuff. That's Clemson stuff. That's where I think Louisville fans, we find ourselves in a situation where it's like going into this season, there's extra rooting interest. Because let me say this. I have to be very, and this is tough for me to say, Nick, but I'm going to say it. Because you know how much I love my guy.
Yeah.
My guy, JB. It's better if Louisville can keep continuity. It's better if Satterfield made changes. Louisville looks like a different program to an extent this year. Louisville makes a run this season, plays well, goes out, wins 8-9 football games. We're feeling great. They're going into a bowl game. They're winning. They're looking for their 9th or 10th win in a bowl game. Somebody comes after Satterfield, North Carolina, somebody else like that. Satterfield says, no, I'm building something right here at the University of Louisville. Then you bring in a top 15 class, recruiting class. Ideally, even a guy like me that's like, oh, you know, I like my guy, you know.
Right.
That's the best scenario, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Like, you know.
Yeah, I agree.
I mean, I think that's the best scenario. So that way it's like, okay, now we have, because don't get me wrong, with the way Satterfield's recruited, and I think that this is a hurdle Louisville fans and Satterfield have to get over with each other after South Carolina. If the way Satterfield has, and whether you think it's Pierce Clarkson, Satterfield, whatever.
Regardless, it's happening.
It's his team.
Right.
Yeah. The way he has recruited this class, if Louisville goes and wins 8-9 football games this year, somebody's going to call him.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody's going to call him about a job. How he reacts to that will go a long way, I think, for this marriage of Louisville and Satterfield, because it is still rocky. I even with the recruiting, like, there is still a portion of Louisville fans that are like, listen, I'm not fully bought in. I love the recruiting. But let's see how it goes. I think if a name came after him and he was like, no, I'm building it right here. They're not getting rid of me. That's why I haven't got to talk about this on the air yet, but I absolutely loved that he mentioned Jeff Brohm's comments.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, addressed them head on.
Yeah, like, hey, I'm not running from that. He's going to have to wait.
Right.
Good.
We talked about it.
Thank you.
It was just the right amount of smoke.
Yes.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
because he can't come out and start cutting like a wrestling promo, because then that's not in his nature. And we talked about that. Like, players and a fan base can sense a phony.
Sure.
So he doesn't need to respond like that. Like, you know, I'll meet you, Brohm, in the middle of like 4th Street Live in a steel cage, you know, and Falls Count Anywhere match. You know, I mean, then people be like, what the hell is he doing? But
right.
That was perfect. He did it very much calm, Satterfield style, but then a little. He got. I feel like he channeled his Frederick Scott at the end.
Yeah,
a little.
But, boom. Yes, but don't ignore it. That's what I would rather you fake it than ignore it. Like, I love that he. Give me some of that. Like the press conference he did after the season, where myself, Marcus, and a lot of people were like, hey, I think we should move on from him and get Jeff Brohm. It was like, finally, he got up on at a podium and was like, you could see it in his face. Like, he was trying to just be happy. And then at one point during the press conference, this was back early in the year, after the season, I think it was January. So it's like he started to kind of get pissed off and was like, look, I want to win. I don't know if people, I'm not quoting him, but he was basically like, I don't know if people think I don't want to win. Like, they don't think it bothers us. Like, it bothers us more than, and I was like, thank you. That's what we need. That's what we want to hear. And for him to address those, Brohm, Brohm, come into your city and basically planted his flag of, yeah, well, we'll never know what's going to happen when he gets let go. That's the ultimate, like, right in the town that you're coaching. So I was really glad that he fired back at that. Like, well, you're going to have to wait because I'm building something here. And I think you couple those comments with having a good year, then turning down a good job to stay here at U of L, I think would go a really long way with the recruiting class and everything into saying, okay, maybe this is a marriage that can last for a long, long time. Like, maybe we finally have our guy that's sticking around, that we love, that's embracing us, and we're finally going to embrace him. Because I don't think there's a full embrace yet.
No, I think there was after the first season.
Oh, well,
no, actually,
yeah,
you know, I mean, what? I'm not even sure. That's fair. I'm not.
Well, there was a lot of talent on the team. I think a lot of people said, okay, this is good.
Right, but let's
see when they develop their players.
Right.
You know.
The cupboard was weird, but it wasn't empty when you came in here. So
oh, yeah.
I feel like there was
wasn't
also.
Empty at all.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you had.
A lot of receivers.
Yeah. And, I mean, you had maybe the best offensive lineman in the country at left tackle.
Right.
Like, yeah, no, like, it was not bad. I mean, you got a guy in Dorian Etheridge who's getting a lot of run with the Atlanta Falcons at linebacker right now. I think he started a few games. Like, you had dudes. You know, Tutu Atwell. Yeah. Like, did you read the – somebody made the joke. They were like, Satterfield, everything's going so well for Satterfield that even Tutu Atwell now is like – the Rams are like, this dude's awesome. Like, he's finally off of injury. They're like, he's going to be a big part of the offense. You know, so yeah, I mean, like, you had a ton of weapons. I just don't think there's ever been a full embrace. I think there would be. You couple all that stuff together, man. There's an opportunity here for this to say, okay, this is our guy. And there's also an opportunity for it to go the other way. I'm hoping that, you know what I'm saying? Like, so.
There's a lot at stake this season.
There's a lot at stake this season. So it's going to be an interesting one. But I think they've got a good team. We'll get into that as the months go on. Let's do this. Let's get ready and take a break. We'll take a break here in the second hour. We'll come back. We got some more stuff to chat about. We'll get back into some Dior Johnson talk, basketball roster, some things out there on the docket. We'll chat about that. Middays with Marcus Maven here on 93.9 The Ville. Welcome back to Middays with Marcus Maven here on 93.9 The Ville. Marcus taking a little, like I said, extended weekend, so He took off around 11, and he will be, or well, yeah, it was around 11. So, yeah, and he'll be back next week with us. So, anyways, I go on enough vacations. He's allowed to leave every once in a while.
No, he's not.
Yeah, I know. I got another one. I know, yeah, listen, I'm going to the beach in a couple weeks. So
nice.
Yeah, I'll still be on here, but just be at the beach.
Yeah, are you doing it via the app? The Comrex, how are we doing this?
The app, yeah, I'd use the Lucy.
Where are you going next week?
Panama City.
PCB.
Panama City, yeah. Well, it's not next week. It's the last week in July, so we got a little bit.
Louisville South.
Yeah, I know. Destin, PCB area, like, yeah, so... You know, we're holding off for Disney until the fall. So
okay,
yeah,
all right.
Yeah, we're gonna take a little break.
Disney sabbatical. And
yeah,
that.
just a little. A lot of people getting a lot of kickball text.
I'm just saying, like I texted Jeanette. I was like, hey, how do I sign up? Because she's like our current captain.
Yeah.
That's passive aggressively me asking her to just do it. But yeah, dude, I'm getting emails. I mean, this could be a dangerously good team.
Yeah. I think we're going to be good, man. So it'll be fun. It's going to be a good time. I've got to reacquaint myself with like all the kickball rules too.
Yeah. There's
it's kind of like when you're playing real kickball. It's like okay, there's actually some rules that you gotta abide by.
Yeah, we're still learning some. Like the Nuggets are. We just wrapped up our second season. Lost a heartbreaker in the playoffs. Consolation bracket.
Okay.
But evidently, like if you walk somebody. If it's like a guy, they can get like first base or something.
Yeah.
But if it's a girl, she gets like second base or something. So there's like a weird walk rule, which I'm still not familiar with. But there's lines you have to stand behind. There's lines you can. I mean, it took us a little while to learn all the rules.
How many do you have in the field? 10?
10. You can have 10 in the field.
Okay, 10 in the field.
10 in the field.
Just like softball.
Just like softball. 10 in the field. Three outs. If you peg somebody, you can. But if you hit them in the head, it doesn't count.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's certain bases you have to run to. First base, there's two bases.
Yeah.
You have to run to the runner base.
Yeah.
There's the runner base and the fielder base.
Yeah.
Same thing with home. And we actually won our only game because the guy ran to the fielder home plate. And then got tagged out. He didn't touch the runner home plate.
Yeah.
Them's the rules.
Yeah, I get it. I mean, it just stops. It just because the ball's not coming as quick as a softball where you can clean catch it.
Yeah, exactly.
So it just stops from the moving and stepping on each other. Running into each other.
Trying to make it safe. Now, that said, people still do collide with each other. Had some awkward collisions. But
okay, absolutely. No, it'll be a good time,
It's fun, though.
Yeah.
It is fun.
And then, like I said, man, we can do the post game hangouts too. We'll go out, go over to Joe's Older and Dirt or something. Best sweet tea I've ever had.
Underrated wings at Joe's.
Yeah. I didn't have them, but I saw somebody that did. I was like, that looks good.
Underrated. They're solid there.
Yeah, that's fair. So yeah,
Tin Roof gives like they have like free.
Can do Tin Roof too. Yeah,
they have free like pitchers or not free, but discount pitchers or something like that.
Or if somebody wants to, get some love on here and sponsor us, we can go over there every week.
Maybe to Tuesday hangout sponsor, official post game party of the team thick or whatever we're going to be.
Whatever.
Gas bags at Atletico. I mean, seriously, the gas bags are now emerging. We're going into other sport territories. Mm-hmm. We're no longer just gas bag softball. We're,
Yeah.
Gas bags united.
Yes, I know. That's what I say, man. We almost need to keep the gas bags for softball only and then create something fresh here and, like, just create, like, two different organizations.
Yeah, like one that's barely competitive and another one that wins.
Yeah, because, listen, if we do – is Jamie any good at kickball?
He's playing in a volleyball league. So he'll be, like, fill-in.
Fair enough.
And honestly, I don't know if he's that great because he's never – I mean, but he's Jamie. He's great at everything.
Sure.
But he's athletic. But he's never played a kicking game. Like, I played soccer for a little while.
Right, right.
And I'm not saying I was ever good at it, but, I did play soccer growing up. He's never played a kicking game.
Okay.
Like, he hasn't, no football, you know, no soccer. Yeah. No, I'm trying to think of other games that involve kicking, but you know what I mean.
Just, that's about.
He's all sticking balls. Where it is. He's all sticking balls.
Okay. Well, yeah, I believe that too. I believe that. But I think you should keep them separate. That way it's two different organizations. It's like, okay, we don't have to mesh the two, you know. It's like, okay, we're doing a fresh thing here and with LXC, and I think we're going to put together a good squad.
I mean, I think I've
gotten
be
a
solid.
Couple. I've gotten a couple of submissions. I know you have, and
a couple. Our best fielder on our. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty solid. Not gonna lie. But our best, he's even better than me. Said that he'd play on it.
Okay.
So he's solid. Crean just said that he still wants to do 3-on-3 basketball with the gas bags. That would be fun. Jamie plays basketball. He does play that.
Yeah, that'd be a good time.
So yeah. Well, that'd be fun.
Like, just all of us play each other?
It's like a 3-on-3 basketball week. I mean,
really?
We could just go run threes somewhere. I mean, that'd be fun. But, I mean, you know, this is an actual week. And Jack evidently, according to Phil Baker, you know.
Can play.
He can post up. He's not terrible down low.
I wonder if Phil's get a kickball. Phil's get a kickball, right?
He doesn't. He can't play. But, I see, he said it so quickly that I feel like he's not good. Because, like, I mean, he's got the baby. He's got the newborn, which is 1,000% a legit reason to not play. But God bless Phil. He fills in for the gas bags.
Ah, texter. I'm going to have Nikki V contact you.
They send in photos?
We have a possible local establishment that says, ooh. I don't know if this is someone from that establishment because I only see the number. So, but they seem like they are, and they're like they could help with some sponsorship and some wings.
Nick V at ESPNLouisville.com.
Yeah. So, and I have a number here, and we will have to look. Hey, and we'll give it love too. We'll talk about it every day, and you'll get 2 days because you'll get game day, and the next day we'll be like, well, we were at.
Exactly.
Such and such.
Establishment X, Y, Z.
And on the team, you know, post party, we'll be like, oh, yeah, we're here, whatever. So yeah,
we can do a post game press conference.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah, it'd just be interrupt
all your patrons, just like, what the hell are these guys
it'd
talking
be, yeah,
about?
It'd be a good time. I wish we could get Strebel. I know his baseball season's winding down.
I'm gonna put the feeler text.
I think we could get.
I'm gonna put the feeler text out to Strebs.
That's who I want. I want him on the team.
That would the content.
I think between
the gas bags and the kickball team, thick or whatever the hell we're going to call ourselves.
Yeah.
I mean, there's never going to be a slow news day.
I know.
Sprinkle in some, some recruiting. Oh, you know, everyone says summer radio. Oh, it's going to be.
Oh,
lit.
Yeah.
It's going to be lit on these airwaves.
Yeah, absolutely. So yeah, we'll have to do some talking. So, anyways, but I would like to maybe take a couple of. Take a couple listeners. I think it'll be fun.
We have Benji and Dustin on the softball team. They're part of the family. They're part of the...
I would like to take a couple that are like, hey, I'm pretty good at kickball.
Right.
Like, I can play some kickball. And say, okay, like, cool. Like, let's have some fun with it. I think it'll be a good time. So
I 100% agree.
Yeah, man, we'll get a crowd up there, man. We'll have people up there like rooting for us, and we'll make it a thing.
But we know it's people calling in. I'm telling you guys need to sit Jack. You need to sit Nick. He's terrible in the seven hole. Burk, burk, burk. But that content, baby.
Yeah.
Content. We're all about the content.
Be a good time. Somebody said, that's pretty funny. Team name should be kicking the. You know what?
Ah, there you go.
Yeah,
I like that.
We can come up with a little something. So yeah, no, I think we can make it fun though.
The other thing, I forgot about this. I don't think we played them. At least it was one of the games I was there. Shout out to my boys, Marcus Green, Lucas Allback, Jonathan Lintner, all great dudes. But there's another media team in the league.
Ooh.
And they're great guys, but we need to establish dominance.
Yeah.
We need to get, gas bags or whatever we are.
Yeah.
You know, ESPN Louisville versus the world. I want to take on the best from DRB. Get Tom Lane's, fit ass
Bring
out
it.
There.
Bring
you
it.
Know, both Kents. I love you guys, but, come get these hands. 100%. Greer. former body here, you know, but now with Soccer Holdings. Come on.
Yeah, bring it on.
Yeah, absolutely. The whole
We don't want you. We don't want you.
The whole I did message him. He said he couldn't do it. But
okay.
Miss you, Jeff. Anyway,
No, I wasn't talking about Jeff. I was just saying in general, like to the other media teams, we don't want you.
Oh yeah, no.
We want a rivalry.
Yeah, no, exactly.
We want to beat you.
Team, I mean, get the best of television. Get Lachlan McLean out of retirement. You know, get the best of TV, the best of print, the best of digital. Doesn't matter. The old school radio medium is going to stomp your ass.
I love it. No, seriously. Red Rage tweeted us and said, "What about a former all-district fullback on your kickball team?"
Can you kick? Can you catch?
Dave, we might have to talk.
I love Dave, especially because of, I mean, can you imagine the graphics he could make?
I know. And he's long. I mean, he's in shape.
He is in shape.
Yeah.
But see, that's the thing. Like, you're in pretty decent shape. I'd like to think that I was in decent shape when I first started. It's a different skill set, man. Like, actually kicking and actually catching that giant wobbly, because that thing knuckles.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No. It's a different.
It's hard as hell to
Charity's
throw.
Charity's uncle said kicking gas.
Kind of like that.
That's pretty
kicking
funny.
Gas is pretty good.
That's pretty good. That's up there. That's up there right now. That's up there on the team.
What about working fools?
On the sky. Working fools.
Team working
fools. That's hilarious. Yes. That's pretty good. Somebody says Nick, Jack, and Strebel. That looks like last year's Cards team. Well, that wasn't very nice. Very nice at all. Somebody said, will this interfere with the hot dog eating contest for the producers at the Bats? No, of course not. Of course not. So, yeah, it will be, I think it would be a fun time, something we could do and get everybody involved. And like I said, man, I would love to have, you know, some people join the team, you know, and just be kind of a time where we could all hang out, man. Like, we see everybody on the text line. We hear the phone calls and stuff. I mean, I think it would be a fun time. We could probably get Maven to come out and hang out. And
yeah, there you go.
It would be a fun time to kind of hang out with people.
Pops made it to our playoff game and, of course, chirped everybody. But was also arguing with the referee.
Spent the next 2 weeks just shredding my game and my confidence.
But you know what?
Listen,
you're motivated now.
I am.
I'm motivated too. I'm pissed off at him.
I am.
He's pulling the Herb Brooks thing.
Unite the team
in your hatred of me.
It's working.
Boom.
And listen, look, Dave's throwing a lot. Dave says he's down 100 pounds, said he's in a league right now. I think is what we're going to have to do is we're going to have to let people know. And I think on Monday, we're going to have to announce a roster.
I like that.
I think
we'll
Nick
have
and
the
I
roster rollout, pun intended.
And Nick and I are gonna have to first off, Nick's gonna have to get us in the league for sure.
Yeah, it's still 50-50. Yeah,
so we gotta do that. But there's so many of them though, like we're getting in one. Hopefully we can just get in that one. But yeah. Wait a minute, Perrin Johnson plays kickball? Oh, wait a minute. Now I'm gonna have to call Perrin. If Perrin plays kickball, listen. What I'm saying is we are going to have to, especially if it starts next week, I think we're going to have a roster rollout. Just like I said, we're kind of taking care. We're getting some female ringers.
Yes.
So we're kind of taking care of that side. So it's like, it's funny because it's like, we know some girls that can play. that are like good.
This is music to Jeanette's ears because I was begging her. I was like, come on, we need girls. Just do it.
I know.
And she was like, fine.
Charity, no. Listen, tell Jeanette Charity will love that she's not going to play because Charity was the same way. She's like, I mean, I'll play, but I'm probably going to embarrass myself. Like, and I don't really want to, you know? And I'm
right.
Like, okay. But like, we're pulling together some ringers on that side. We need to come up with what? Like, okay, we already got me and you, so we need what, like five dudes,
yeah.
Think, okay,
yeah. If we get our third baseman from our team, he's good,
yeah,
he
yeah,
to play. He's solid,
yeah. So then we'll be down. I mean, because what you need about, I mean, you play 10 at a time, so you probably need 12,
Yeah,
that are there every week.
Yeah, it helps to have a deep roster too, because I mean, a lot of people. It's the summer. I mean, I know for a fact there's at least one game I'm not going to be able to go. It's Jamie's birthday.
Oh yeah,
You know, I mean,
but I mean, like a core 12. That's like, okay, you 12 show up every week.
Yeah,
and then there's a couple alternates too.
Yeah,
you know, we have them on the roster. Hey, if we need you, you know, we'll call you. We'll get you in here. But like 12, 13, that it's like you guys are here every week.
Well, see, like
we can switch out in the field. I don't care. It'd be fun.
Yeah, we have 10. Like our the Spicy Nuggets. Mm-hmm. We have 10.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have like 4 reserves, but those guys are basically like, you just tell us and we're there.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Yeah.
Texter says, let me go through the text line real quick. I'll get to the phone lines. Ross says, I'll throw my services out there. All right. See, people.
It's getting to the point we might have to have 2 teams. I mean, like, if we take all these people that have messaged us,
I know. Get a former soccer player too. Let's see. Texter says if a certain media member plays, please kick him between the legs. He says, not with those knees, he don't. You can tell him that TJ said that. We know each other. Okay. Somebody wants, I guess maybe a Dave. I don't know. Somebody says, just show up, you might get picked up.
No, there are. There's like, just like in softball, there's like 3 or 4 like mercenaries that just hang out and they're like, oh, we only got 8 today. Bet. And they just like
cool. Somebody said, who's going to be the water boy? You might need a beer guy.
Yeah, they serve beer there. They got,
they serve it, so you can't bring it.
No,
because they serve
it. But it's very reasonably priced.
Fair enough.
So you get a bucket for like $8.
Absolutely.
I mean, like, come on.
Well, hey, if you want to be the beer guy every week, just.
Yeah, I was going to say, you just buy us beers.
Buy beer.
But they also have like water and soda and candy and hot dogs. You
know? Yeah.
So you don't have to partake in just booze.
Oh, okay. My text line, my establishment. I know. Okay, my man. I know exactly who you are. Okay, we're gonna have to talk to my guy. Yeah, we'll have to talk to my guy because this is that might be, that would be. Listen, that would be the dream scenario to set this one up.
What is it like art comedy or something?
No. I'm talking about for our post game party.
Oh, okay.
Our post game parties. Okay.
Like...
I know. I got you. Okay. I know who we are. I know who I'm talking to now. But yeah, man. It's gonna be good. It's gonna be good. So yeah, fun times, man. I can't wait. So we'll continue.
I'm blowing Jeanette. Jeanette, just sign us up. just get us in the league.
We're going to put together. Listen, continue to write Nick and I.
NickV@ESPNLouisville.com. And if you want to be a sponsor of the whatever. The yet-to-be-named Gas Bags kickball team.
Absolutely.
How about your boys?
So, listen, I just talked to somebody who I talked to a girl who she's actually playing in the league. And she said they signed up today, but they pushed the start day back until the 21st.
Okay, that's all right.
So I don't know if that's just for her team.
Now, did she sign up for the? Because I'm trying to get us in the Tuesday.
She plays in the league.
Okay.
Yeah. So yeah, interesting. Okay.
All right.
Listen, somebody says with y'all's reach, you could start your own league, I'm sure.
I mean, you know what? The thing is about kickball,
Cody says he'll be the beer guy.
Fantastic.
Show up and buy beer and hang out.
Perfect. Can you, can we take DJ's call real fast?
Oh, yes. We'll sorry. Yeah. No, I have to get DJ in here because I know what he wants to talk about. DJ, welcome in, man. What's going on?
Hey, man, good luck on y'all kickball. Y'all might have to have 2 teams. But I just wanted to I know you guys get ready to go off the air. Can you real quick just give me an update on the basketball recruiting?
Yep.
I hang up and listen. Mm. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, got you, DJ. If you're just tuning in or whatever, 5-star point guard out of Oregon, Dior Johnson, is decommitted from Oregon. I said it in the first hour, had a little firsthand knowledge. Got privy to a little firsthand information. He's very aware of Louisville's situation. That's how I'll say it. And Louisville's very aware of him. So we'll see what happens there. We'll see what happens. Because I think that pro route is very much in play for him too. So And with a kid like that who's changed a few times, high schools and colleges, you never really know. So there's that. And
fair enough.
You know, maybe we'll hear something on Imani Bates here in the next week or so. So that'd be fun. It'd be good. All right, Nick, let's get out of here, man.
It's about that time. Let's get some Bear Nose, man.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's do it. It was a good week. Another good week down. It's good to be back here in Louisville this week. So back here with my guys. So we will be back on Monday. Marcus will be back on Monday. We'll be ready to roll. Hopefully some good stuff to talk about and prepare for the massive week recruiting that is to come. So maybe football, maybe basketball, maybe a little bit of all of it. So Midday with Marcus Maben here on 93.9 The Ville.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
CarMax is hiring experienced auto technicians for many of its 200-plus stores nationwide. If you're looking for a job where you can make a great living while working on the cars that you love, then CarMax is the place for you. Join CarMax to grow your technical expertise and work with state-of-the-art tools and technology. Work with the cars you love. Join CarMax. Apply today at CarMaxAutoTech.com.